Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Have you gotten your mother something? Well, let me tell you, you can order something right now from Rose Forever, and it will still be as beautiful and smell as beautiful just in time for Mother's Day. And they guarantee at least a year you will have these beautiful flowers. As you know, we've collaborated with Rose Forever for quite so many seasons. We know we just were doing it for Valentine's Day, but Mother's Day and spring. Who doesn't love beautiful flowers, flowers that will last a lot longer and are affordable? Head on over to the description for our discount code Kempire40 for $40 off, plus the discount code Kempire for free worldwide shipping. Head on over to the description to get your Rose Forever flowers today. They have a bunch of new stuff as well.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Let's go live. Let's go live. Let's go live. Let's go live. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. This is our weekly recap of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. You guys have been weighing in, sharing. You are enjoying season two of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. And I have to say, sidebar, Summer House is airing at the same time. And sometimes when I do the hashtags for Summer House Martha's Vineyard, that comes up and I don't even see Summer House. What does that mean for the... Are you guys not interested in what's going on with Carl and Lindsay? Y'all don't care? Oh. All right. Enough about them. We don't care. Look, enough about them. We don't care. Let's talk about Summer House Martha's Vineyard. But first, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share the video. And don't forget, you can take the audio version of our podcast on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Shout out to those of you that have already given us a rating. But if you haven't, head on over to those platforms to give us a 5-star rating. Let's talk about this latest episode. Welcome back, guys, to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As I mentioned before, our Real Housewives of Potomac recap with DJ Richie Sky is available on YouTube, and the audio version will be available on the Kempire podcast. Be sure to check that out. We had a really great conversation about part two of the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. Be sure to let us know, Replay Crew, your thoughts. But as always, on Mondays, it is a busy Monday. What will happen? I guess what I probably will do is do Summer House Martha's Vineyard earlier after part three of the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion ends. I think that's what we will do and free up my evening so I can have a life. Look, so I can have a life. Not really. Look, not really. Just earlier time for me to watch and prepare for a Tuesday takeover. Don't forget, guys, we will be live tomorrow for a Tuesday takeover. Back regularly scheduled 12:30 p.m. Eastern. 9:30 a.m. PST. There we go. Anyways, hold on. Let me see what you guys are saying in the chat. What's going on, everyone in the chat? Okay. All right. So first off, you know, last week we psychoanalyzed Shanice and what she could be going through. And someone on TikTok, I wish I could find the video. I should have saved it when someone tagged me in it. There was a woman that did sort of like the different fashion and the prices and where you can find the different looks from this cast of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. And they did Shanice's looks, and Shanice had the most expensive outfit on. And look, I get it. She might have the most expensive stuff, but she lost her job recently, so she's not able to change up her outfits. But I barely ever see her with clothes on. I barely ever see Shanice with clothes on. So, I mean, we felt for Shanice last week. After seeing Shanice on Watch What Happens Live, I don't feel for her as much anymore. Because, we know that there are people out there that are just out for the bag, just out to date a ball player. I don't know. I just felt so uncomfortable with some of the things that she was saying on Watch What Happens Live. I didn't watch it chapter and verse, but I saw the top of it. And I said to myself... Self, what is wrong with this woman right now? And because I really felt for her last week. I still feel for her. I still feel like there's a lot going on with Shanice, and that's why Shanice is the way she is. But then, of course, this week we get introduced to Shanice's mother, and Shanice's mother, her commentary? I was like, this is why Shanice is the way she is. This is the reason why Shanice is the way she is. With a mama like that. And I'm not talking about her mama because I don't want to start that. But her mama was on the show, so we're going to talk a little bit about her. That commentary, I was like, oh, this is why Shanice is the way that she is. And I'm not going to say it's good or bad, but it gave me more perspective. It gave me more perspective on Shanice. All right? But I wanted to talk and point out that Shanice apparently had the most expensive outfit on of the cast. I was like, oh, okay. Shanice and her mama just disliked the video. Thanks for watching, though. Sorry, can't win them all, okay? You can't win them all. But I have to say, Shanice, I know a lot of people might watch Shanice on Martha's Vineyard and feel as if Shanice is putting on for the camera. No. I have to say, meeting some of these folks in person at the premiere party, sidebar, Jason, you know, Giselle's Jason. Well, Jason's for the streets. He was at that party. He was at the party. I saw him briefly. I didn't really scope out what he was doing or who he was with, but I saw that he was there. All right. Anyways, I need to go watch Winter House just to see why, see what Jordan was doing on Winter House. Because a lot of you said a lot of Jordan's behavior would give you a lot of perspective, especially watching her this season. But then I'm watching this latest episode with Jordan, and I'm saying to myself, no, I remember now. Jordan is, she gaslights people. I don't love Summer, but I felt like she was gaslighting some folks, especially Summer this episode. And I appreciate Jordan sharing her alopecia journey and her hair, you know, the issues with her hair. I appreciate that. But I can appreciate that and also think that she's a gaslighter. Right? Just saying. We'll get back to that. We'll get back. I'm jumping around just because I want to share my thoughts as they come to my brain. All right. So at the end of last week's episode and at the top of this week's episode, we have Nick. Nick goes to Jordan and Summer to confront them because Preston basically says, you're making the women uncomfortable. You're very handsy. And they do confirm it. They're like, yeah, you're handsy. And he's like, well, I want you guys to be upfront with me if I'm making you uncomfortable. And I get it. I think for Nick, especially in 2024, the minute someone says that, you're being handsy or, you know what I mean? Mel says, Mel, no, come back. Mel says, I like Jordan. It's okay to like who you like here. Please understand, you don't have to like who I like here. You're very much welcome to dislike my opinion or people I like. That is fine. Please understand that. Oh, Mo Reality, we see each other. She says, I am not a fan of Jordan. She definitely gaslights. I think the thing for me every season, no matter what the show is, I know some people are like, whatever, you lying, you biased. Again, this is not CNN. I really truly try to forget what happened the previous season and just take people as they are as a new season. And I kind of forgot my feelings towards Jordan until this episode. I was like, oh. And I met Jordan, too, at the premiere party. She was lovely. She was lovely. But I see a pattern with her from season one. And I was reminded in this last episode for season two. She gaslights. Woman, you think she's your friend. And the next minute, she's, like, throwing you under the bus. Like, very similar to what she did with Jasmine last season, she's doing now with Summer. However, Summer is not innocent either, because I think Summer's trash too. Oh, sorry, Summer. I think Summer's trash. Look, I'm not really loving Summer either. So I'm, but I can tell you that I don't like what Jordan did, but at the same time, Summer. Okay, I'm just going to speak my mind. We can get back to the episode in a second. Because I just want to share the thoughts that come to mind. I find it interesting that people call Alex an F-boy, but we've learned in season two the different hookups that Summer has had. Because a lot of people are trying to make it out to seem as if Summer wanted a relationship with Alex. Based on what we've learned of Summer this in season two, it doesn't seem like she's looking for a relationship. And I'm not saying that she's an F girl because I don't think that exists. No, I think it exists, but you give it. That's not a thing. You know, people don't say F girl. What do they call F girls? What's the other word for F girl? But I don't think, do you think that Summer wanted to have a serious relationship with Alex? I think that Summer wanted Alex for herself. Oh, it's the plot is thickening. Look, wait, hold on. Because she's a Leo, shout out to all the Leos. We did this last week. We did this last week. So Summer is a Leo, right? Yeah, she's a Leo. So it makes more sense to me now. It makes more sense to me now. Okay. So she wants Alex to want her. She doesn't want a city girl. That's what they call the F girls. She wants Alex to want her. Not because she really wants Alex. Leos like to be uplifted and, you know, patted on the back. Like, yeah, woo, 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 we love you. You saw what, if you were in DC, when that Leo came up to the mic and she was like, Kempire, you talk about all the other signs, you shade all the other signs, but you never talk about Leos. And I said, that is the most Leo thing to say. That is the most Leo thing to say. So now it makes sense to me. Her issues with Alex has nothing to do with her wanting to have a serious relationship with Alex. What she didn't love was the fact that he cut her off, allegedly. I don't know what happened. The fact that he didn't want her. So that really hurt her ego. The Leo ego is a real thing. Guys, we talked all about their astrological signs last week. We have a lot of Capricorns on this cast. We have two Leos. We have two Pisces, I think, right? Do we have another Pisces? No, we have one Pisces. That's Preston. All right. We've got a couple of Aries. Alex is an Aries. Shanice is Shanice, I don't get Aries from you. This is why it's important to know people's astrological sign. She is also a Cancer. She's a Cancer. No, she has a Cancer moon and something else. I can't read. It's too small. I could enlarge it and make it easier for me to see. Oh, they said Gemini or Cancer moon. So they're not sure. I think Gemini. I definitely get a lot of Gemini from Summer. Not Summer. From Shanice. Anyways, let me get back on track. Guys, you're just joining us. This is our weekly recap of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. If you haven't already, our sponsor for today's show is Rose Forever. Head on over to roseforever.com, but don't forget to use the discount code Kempire40 for $40 off plus free worldwide shipping with the discount code Kempire. So that is savings after savings after savings. Mother's Day is right around the corner, but it's also spring. It's spring. Don't you want some beautiful roses that can last at least a year? Have a beautiful fragrance, are gorgeous. Like I have one, but I have Rose Forever all throughout my home. Head on over to the description for more details on how you can get some Rose Forevers for yourself. More information, again, it will be available in the description. Thank you to Rose Forever for sponsoring today's live show. All right, so back to this. Let's start at the top in regards to what is playing out in this episode. So Nick confronts Summer and Jordan about their comments that maybe he's being a little handsy. They say, yeah, you can be. But Jordan also says that she doesn't think that Nick is a creep. All right. She says he's not. She also doesn't believe that he is committed to his relationship. I mean, they've all been saying that in regards to it, but it makes me wonder why. Because according to him, they're still together. Was she at the premiere party? I can't remember if his girlfriend was at the premiere party. I didn't personally see her. But then again, we haven't seen her a lot. So she could have been there and I just didn't realize it. Maybe. So Jordan doesn't believe that he's a creep. But she also doesn't think that he's committed to this relationship. This is also where we get that scene with Shanice calling her mom. And Shanice telling her mom about what Summer said about her dressing. So her mom was all shading the hell out of Summer. She's like, oh, maybe who's she to talk? And mind you, these shady damn editors showing Summer in her bathing suit. Look, she was transitioning from her bathing suit to, I don't know. Look, I don't know. I don't think any of them really can talk. Any of them really fashionistas? I'm not a fashionista either, but I'm just saying. Look, Shanice doesn't wear a lot of clothes in general, so it's hard for me to tell. I wouldn't have thought Shanice, but they see her when she's dressed up. Okay. How are you guys feeling about Noelle? How are you feeling about Noelle? I have to say, she's growing on me. She's definitely growing on me. Again, it's only episode 3, But I like her personality, especially amongst the women. She seems very laid back, very sort of like balanced. And that could be because she's a Capricorn as well, right? Isn't that what we discovered? You know, we always go back to this. Yep, she's a Capricorn. She's definitely a Capricorn. So she kind of gives that earth energy. She's grounded. She's an AKA. She's very put together. She's fun. She likes to have a good time. Jinx, Aries on TikTok says she's fun. I like the energy that we're getting so far from Noelle. But I told you at the premiere party, everybody from production to the other castmates, you're going to love Noelle. She's perfect for the group. Yes. Based on what we've seen so far, I like her. Again, I've said it in episode one. I said it last season. I said it last week. I still want to see someone that has grown up going to the Vineyard. I still want to see it. I like Noelle. However, I still want to see someone that has grown up going to the Vineyard that can connect us with that lifestyle there. I get Summer House is not necessarily about that, but for a black show going to Martha's Vineyard, we need that. We need that. And I think that would add an element that people would be like, wow, this is what we needed. This is what we needed. Thank me later. Look, thank me later. Anyways. What else happened in this episode? So Noelle and Alex. She already told us that Alex is her type. Noelle already told us that Alex is her type. All right. I mean, Alex is a good looking guy. And let me tell you something. I met Alex at the premiere party. And we didn't talk much. I asked him where the coat check was. But I can read energy. Like, if you give me bad energy, I can read it. I don't know if he's an F-boy. I don't know. Every time they love to say it, but I haven't seen clear examples on how Alex has been an F-boy to anyone. It sounds as if Alex wants to, give it a try. Maybe I can relate to this in a way. I don't consider myself an F-boy, but I like to take my time. I'm not one to just jump it all, head first into a relationship. That's a Taurus trait. We take our time. That might be an Aries trait too. Aries, y'all let me know. Like, I don't just jump right in. Like, you think things through. And it seems as if that's what Summer wanted from Alex. Like, she wanted to lock him down. Or at least she wanted him to want her as much as she wanted him. All right? Mr. Melon Magic says Alex is R.I. I don't see it. What do you mean? Like, I don't think Alex is. First of all, I don't think Alex is a bad looking guy either. Do I think that he's fine? I mean, I can see it. Look. I can see it. He's tall. He's got a nice smile. Got some good skin. Look. He got some good skin. Let me bring it up. He kind of stays to. No, he's a good looking guy. Look, Nicole said he got a little swagger to him. Ooh, DC says Alex swears he's a nice guy. I'm still waiting for the information though to prove that Alex is a bad guy. See, Mexi says Alex is a fraud. Naomi says Alex is a single attractive man. He's supposed to have fun. Ooh, EK says I will say male Tauruses are different from us women Tauruses. We know. Look, we know. I almost clicked this question. Libra says Shanice and Bria mentioned Alex a lot on Watch What Happens Live. Yeah. Didn't they also call him an F-boy? Right? Mo Reality says, yes, we are very, very slow to move into a relationship. Hashtag Aries. I know, because I have a lot of Aries friends. Maybe that's why I can relate to them. A lot of Aries women friends. Anyways, damn, Retha says, can Alex shave the beard? I don't know if you want to see him without a beard. It might be a jump scare. I don't know for sure, but I'm just saying, not everybody looks good with a bare face. Okay? Sassy says, background check. Can someone, because I need someone to confirm for me why Alex is an F-boy. It's very easy to put that label on someone, but I haven't seen clear examples of him being an F-boy. Because he didn't want to have a full-on relationship with Summer? She was acting kind of weird. I don't know. But then again, I haven't dated an F-boy, a straight guy that's an F-boy. A lot of you women are a little bit more better at figuring that out. So you give me examples. No, Kempire, look at this and look at this and look at this. Chandler says, I will always be Team Amir. We are not even talking about Amir right now. What did Amir do? I already defended Amir last week. I can't defend Amir again this week. Okay? Look, all right. All right. Let me get back into this episode. Okay? All right. So Shanice has that phone call with her shady mother. And speaking of Alex, she says, I'm going to get naked and go on the slide. And she's like, What does the mother know? Because she was like, only get naked if Alex gets naked too. What? What does the mom know? Amber says that Alex is just a little too slick. What do you guys know? Portia, well, I have to say, in season one, I didn't really love that vibe from him. Portia says that Alex just gets fake deep. Is he sending those Bible text messages to the group chat? Hey, Logan. Logan says that Kempire, Alex said, I'm just going through a lot, a.k.a. I'm just trying to F around. Is that what that means? Is that what that means? I don't know. I feel like you guys are assuming. Do we need to interview Alex? Sidebar, I probably wouldn't want to interview Alex because, look, I said this last week. A little boring. Just a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot. All right. SD Mac, thank you for the super chat. SD says they all give Fashion Nova tees. Well, Shanice clocked them. Shanice is the only one wearing designer and actually stuff with money. She said, y'all wear all of you wear fake-ish. Ooh. And we're not going to get into that. We went into that last week in regards to people wearing fake stuff. Yakini, thank you so much for the super chat. Yakini says, as women, it's not so easy to speak up about sexual harassment as Nick would have liked in a light setting. Probably felt awkward to say, stop, I'm uncomfortable. I agree, Yakini, because I was like, I don't think they're going to sit here and say to him, you're making me uncomfortable. Because I think Nick's level of being handsy is borderline. I think for someone that's being on the other end of it, of Nick's handsiness, it's sort of like, well, he wasn't inappropriate, but it made me uncomfortable. Nick, you have to also remember, yes, you know these folks as friends, but you are also in a work environment. You're also colleagues. And I think Nick was trying to take this seriously by confronting them and addressing it. But what he should do is be mindful and not be so handsy. Because, just saying. Thank you, Yakini. So that's something he should keep in mind. That is something he should keep in mind. Oh, Common Sense says, where's the proof that Alex is, wait, did you want to say F-boy or... I don't know. Maybe that's what you... Like, I'm waiting for the proof, honestly. I'm waiting for the proof. L. Sigginson says, is Nick only handsy when he's drunk? I don't think so. But the thing is, for me, I never know when they're really drunk. Because he was handsy when they were taking pictures at the top of, I think, episode 1 or 2. So I didn't feel as if... I was like, he's not drunk then, so what's the excuse? What's the excuse? Oh, Taurus Moon says, Team Alex, play them like they play men. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I have to bring this up. Shayla, you are reading my mind. Shayla says, that Gordon Cartrell comment took me out. Shout out to Preston. Preston gives us so much on this show, from vulnerability to intellect, but also he gives us the shady funny. I had to get a picture of the Gordon Cartrell comparison for those that, if you're a particular, Jalen Green, you know, Drea Michelle's boy. This is something that he would also not know about, unless he's watching the reruns, but I don't know who's watching Cosby Show reruns anymore. All right. So when Preston said to Alex, you in this Gordon Cartrell shirt, and I was like, wait, I had to look up from my computer. And I was like, wait. And I looked at the show. I was like, this, I mean, it is a better version of the Gordon Cartrell shirt. But this was a classic Cosby Show episode. I had to bring you guys. I was like, Preston, I hate you right now. Funny. It was funny. It was so funny. That is of a particular age humor, okay? Because if you didn't watch it, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. All right. So we have a neon party. Shout out to this cast, because despite it pouring rain outside, these folks went out in the rain and had this neon party just so that they could entertain us and themselves, but mostly to entertain us. They were not going to let that rain stop the fun. They were in the pool. It's pouring rain. I guess it made it better for the sliding. So they're sliding. They're having a good old time. And then they invite Hendrix over. Shanice's friend and Hendrix and his other friend come over, and Noelle starts talking with him, and then Alex is like making a face. I want no, but I appreciate Noelle not letting grass grow under her feet. You know what I mean? She was just like, oh, I like you, Alex, but it's the summer, and I'm going to weigh all my options. But to be honest with you, Who do you like better, Hendrix or Alex? Well, only fast forward, it seems as if, that's the thing. That's why you can't just go by looks. Stop being so shallow, okay? Stop being so shallow. You can't just go by looks, because if you just go by looks, you heard what Noel said. He seems like the type of guy that you have to be up under him in order for him to be interested in you. Was he a Leo? But Hendrix and his friend were cute. I was like, oh, who are these new people they bringing up in here? I love it, though. I love it. I love that we can start adding people that we wouldn't have thought. This is what I think you could have done, too. And maybe they will do it this season, but I don't think so. Someone that is from the Vineyard. But Noel was flirting with him. He's like, today's my birthday. Well, if it was his birthday, then he wasn't a Leo. Because I can't remember when they filmed this. Last year they filmed in September. I'm not sure when they filmed this particular season. Can you guys Google Schmoogle for me? I can't remember. Because he said it was his birthday. Kalani says that Hendrix was nice. Here's the only thing. Hendrix was nice looking. Don't get me wrong. But it was also dark. It was also dark out there. So, like, I'm trying to get a good look. I mean, when he came in the house, you could see it a little bit more. But look, just because he's good, I mean, look, at the end of the day, Noelle wasn't trying to wife him up. You know what I mean? Or wife him up, or husband him up, or whatever. She was definitely like, let me. Oh, look, Shea Bae says, I know what's. Wait, I know what. Stop it, Dan Camp. Leave us, leapers. Sorry. All right. The Girls Club says, I need single guys in the house. Yeah, because the only single guy that we have are Alex. Is that it? That's it. Oh, damn. Is Alex the only single guy in the house? Let me look at this cast. Hold on. Is Alex the only single guy in this house? I think he is. Yeah. I mean, technically, Amir's not married, so he's technically single, but he has a girlfriend. Damn, y'all need to do better. Who did the casting this season? No, it's okay. It's all right. We will. I'm still enjoying the show. Anyone else? I'm still enjoying the show, even despite the fact we only have one single person, one single guy. But poor Noel, and maybe producers thought this, who can we bring in? We didn't get to see a lot of Hendrix, though. We shall see. Someone said Nick acts single. This sweet girl says Nick is not single. He might about to be. Anyways. Jess says that needed this. You know what, Jess? You're right. Sometimes I move too quickly, okay? All right. Julia says, okay, Kempire, I'm a Leo and we're good people. I didn't say you were bad people. I have a Leo moon, so I can relate to Leos. But I can also tell you what it is, all right? Deborah says, I'm loving the show. Dom Down says, the show is good. He might be, uh-oh. Someone said they filmed late August. So depending on when this was filmed, he could be a Leo or a Virgo, Hendrix. But I like the fact that we didn't expect new faces this season, or as Noel referred to it, new meat. We didn't expect that. So I'm glad that they brought in some new meat. I would have liked to see more of Hendrix to get to know him better. To get to know him better. Like it's for me. Anyways, he was cute though. Happy birthday, Hendrix. Nash says that Hendrix is a virgin. How do you know Nash? Did you look him? Did you cyber stalk him? Just saying. Maybe. But maybe. Thank you so much, Yakini, for another super chat. Yakini says, seems Alex wanted Noelle up until she approached him. He wanted to be the pursuer and was into her till she expressed interest. Example of an F-boy behavior.
Yes, but I also feel like that's what Summer was doing. To be honest, the minute he started showing interest, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like
it's some of that. DV, thank you so much for the super chat. DV says, so they left Jason out this season, but he was the most recent, he was on the most recent episode of Chicago Med. He's
an actor? Our boy Jason is an actor? He didn't tell us that. Okay. Thank you, DV.
DV says, so they left Jason out this season, but he was on the most recent episode of Chicago Med. Good for him.
Yes, good for him.
Every week we're going to mention Jason until they bring him back next season. Every week we're going to mention Jason. Every week. Well, speaking of a throwback to season one, so the group has a conversation in regards to possibly bringing back Mariah and Phil. All right? I'm skipping, but we're gonna skip around, okay? Because they went to the club. Who cares? I'm not a partier, so watching them party is not entertaining for me. Just saying. But they end up having a conversation about whether or not they have a house meeting. And you remember last season when they did a house meeting, they didn't love that. So they end up having a conversation about whether or not Mariah and Phil can return. But everyone firstly said that with Phil, they do not want Phil to return. When y'all look at Phil, doesn't Phil look like that little bad kid? This picture of Phil that I'm posting here, he looks like this little bad kid. Oh, Sis on the Move says, yes, he was on Chicago Med in regards to Jason. Good for Jason. But it makes me wonder, is Jason an actor? I mean, like acting for reality television. But no, back to Phil. So for me, Phil has that face. You know that little bad, like, I don't want to cuss, but bad kid in class. He's got that face. All right? He's got that face. Sidebar, rewinding back. Before we get to the house meeting, because I'm looking at my notes, I did want to mention, because there's been some behavior with Summer. Like, we found out all the different people that Summer has hooked up with since last season, okay? Or at least we're finding out all about her hookups. Because Jordan and Shanice have a conversation. Of course, Shanice is still feeling away about what Summer said in regards to her being the worst dress. But Jordan brings up the fact that she had to correct Summer because...
Hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
There was an incident where Summer was making out with one, I think her bartender or something like that, in front of Jordan's building, like hot and heavy. She wouldn't give the full details of what was happening, but it was more than just making out, it seems.
And Summer was doing this all up in front of her building. And apparently she lives in a certain, you know, certain neighborhood. I don't know where Jordan lives. But she's just like, yeah, girl, you can't do that. Like, that is not, first of all, don't do that in front of my house. I don't care where I live. That could be, it could be in a hood. Don't do that where I live. I don't need people that, like, who is that? And then they see me coming out my door. So this is why I'm kind of looking at Summer with the side eye. I'm just like, and this is probably why this is leading to what happens at the end of this episode between Summer and Jordan. Maybe this is where the tension has been between them. But she said that she had to correct Summer then when Summer was in front of her apartment building making out with this man. Well, look. Yeah, that's embarrassing. Look, that's embarrassing. Anyways. What else did I want to talk about? I have some notes here in regards to Noelle and what she was saying in regards to Hendrix. She also discusses the possibility of something with Alex. All right, but she says it's still kind of awkward because of Alex's situation with Summer. All right, so Jasmine mentions the fact that Mariah will be coming to visit. She says she mentions in her confessional that after last season, her and Mariah had to have, you know, a conversation. It affected their friendship. The show affected their friendship. All right. And Shanice mentions that Phil may come to visit as well. So Noelle. I forgot about this. So Noelle, when they went out and they came back, she had bought a sandwich for Alex. And Alex says that he isn't really into tofu. Okay, that might be, I don't know if that's an F-boy situation, but it's definitely a, like, damn, you ungrateful son of a. I was like, okay, that's a bit uncalled for. Just eat the damn sandwich. Like, she was being sweet. She was trying to be sweet. She's trying to woo you. I don't think you should woo him, Noelle. He should be trying to woo you. If anything, you should, I think what they should do with Alex is sort of ignore him and hook up with everyone else. But I know what you're thinking. There is no one else. This is why we got to bring other people in. We got to bring other people in. Well, speaking of bringing other people in, Jasmine calls a house meeting. And a lot of you last week kept on saying, where's Jasmine? Where's Jasmine? Well, she showed up this week and she got caught in a lie.
Lies! The lie!
Oh, Jasmine. But here's the thing. Jasmine didn't buy Mariah that ticket. Jasmine didn't buy Mariah that ticket. You know who bought her that ticket? Production. Production bought her that ticket. Bought Mariah that ticket. That's how they had the receipt. Okay. Jasmine could have bought the ticket for Mariah and she gave the screenshot to production because she's a team player. You know, she's a little producer herself. But no, come on now. I think production paid for it. Okay, that's why they had the receipt. And now they want to throw Jasmine under the bus. Okay, so they have a house meeting to mention the fact that they want to consider bringing both Shanice and Bria are still friends with Phil. So they want to have Phil come back. But everybody, Amir, Preston, Alex. But why did it fall on? Here's where I was confused. Why did Bria and Shanice make it seem like Alex was the only person that had an issue? Maybe there's something in the edit that we did not see, but why did they make it seem like Preston was the only person that was emphatic about Phil not coming? He wasn't the only one. Amir did not want to see Phil come. Alex says you're not going to like to see the Alex that's going to be here if Phil is here. But here's the thing about Phil. Phil's energy bad. His energy is bad. He came out there. He's, you know, defecating in toilets and like something about him just gave liability. So I can understand why nobody, even Jordan. Jordan was just like, I almost got in a physical altercation with him. He should not be allowed back. There was something about Phil, like part of me wants to see Phil given a second chance just to see maybe something was off that day. But then I don't think so. I don't think so. And poor Preston. Preston, I did not expect this reaction from Preston. And he gets very emotional. And he goes to Amir because Amir is the sensitive one. The supportive one. And he says, you know, these are the moments that I get frustrated being the only gay person in this house. Because they flash back to some of the things that Phil had said. Including calling Preston soft. And I know why Preston is triggered as someone that grew up as a gay black boy where people are calling you the F word and all this other stuff. And mind you, it's not even strangers. Sometimes it's your own family.
How you doing?
I'm just saying. So I in that moment, I really got where Preston was coming from, that why he was triggered and why he did not feel safe with someone like Phil being in the house. It was like that overly toxic masculinity that Phil gives. Something about Phil's energy is bad. All right. Erica says that Preston and Amir are like brothers. And I like that. I really do like that. Jenna says Jordan does too much. Phil is not really tough. They were just overly soft and putting on up in front. Jenna. Phil, is that you? I'm playing. Pavalier Girl says, don't roast me. I maintain Jordan moves funny. Oh, no. No one's going to. We were just saying that earlier about Jordan. I feel like Jordan gaslights a lot of the folks in this cast. I'm still on the fence with Phil, though. Exactly. Amber says, Phil was there for 5 minutes, and that was enough. That was enough. He almost got into a physical altercation with multiple people. Miss Buck says, dark energy, Phil. I agree. DC says that Preston was triggered. I understood what the tears were about. Me too. But I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming based off the house meeting that they had. I didn't see this moment with Preston because I didn't realize how upset Preston was about the Phil situation. But it seems as if the house is on the same page, at least everyone else besides Bria and Shanice, about Phil not coming. Only for Bria and Shanice to call Phil and to talk about it. And this is where they find out. First of all, do you guys really feel that Phil changed? Both Shanice and Bria says, oh, Phil has changed. Has he really changed? So they end up calling him. But before they even go to have that separate conversation, they also bring up the fact that they want to have Mariah come back. And a lot of people, you know, as soon as I saw Mariah at the premiere party, I said, justice for Mariah. We've been saying that. We all have wanted to see this, you know, see her come back because we found out that this could have been avoided. This could have been avoided. All right? This could have been avoided. But Mariah... Where did the comma go? Jenna says, oh, wait a minute, Kemp. You always say it's an edited show. So what about his and Mariah's edit? Okay. I have said that I don't know whether or not Phil should come back. But based off what we got of Phil, based off everyone's reaction to Phil possibly coming back, said everything that I needed to know about Phil. It is an edited show. So, God, can you imagine what they left out when it comes to Phil? Just saying. Jamie says that Phil is disgusting. People who do things like that on what he did not deserve to come back. Mariah deserves to come back. And look, I'm going to play a clip because Bria's reaction after finding out from Phil, because Phil's messy self has not changed because he knew what he was doing by dropping that information to Shanice and Bria that, oh, Mariah tells me that Jess says, Campfire Energy can't be edited. The little bit that we got of him. But he drops the tea that Mariah is coming. And Bria's just like, oh, so this house meeting and talk, because she took the information well. She took the information well initially when Jasmine brought it up that Mariah was coming, only for Phil to be like, well, she booked her ticket already. And this conversation that Jasmine was having was basically moot because she was coming regardless. I mean, if Bria had put up a big deal about Mariah coming, then I could see possibly this not happening, but we did an interview with Bria last season. And shout out to those of you that reminded me on Twitter about the interview that we did with Bria. And this is what Bria said back then in regards to how she feels about Mariah and what played out during the season. Okay? All right, so let me just play this clip. Speaking of which, because did you find out that Amir was the one that basically caused the fight between you and Mariah while watching with us?
No, so Shanice had put me on like a couple of days after it had happened. She had let me know, and then I kind of just left it alone. I'm just like, all right, well, like I didn't know to believe her because like half of the time we were really, really drunk in the house and people don't realize that. Yeah, and then when I saw the episode, I was a little hurt. I was just kind of like, damn, like you actually knew and you could have interfered and said something because it could have prevented a lot of chaos. And in that moment, we both were on edge because I knew I wouldn't wash my dog's stuff with other people's items. It's unsanitary. Mm-hmm. I'm not that type of person, regardless of what you people think in the comments. but I would never do that. So I was a little confused when Mariah came up to me. I think a lot of people missed when she said that she took my personal laundry herself and put it into the dryer and somehow my dog's stuff got mixed with hers. But I was like, I never would wash my things with your personal stuff. So I was a little confused, but I had a Truly in my hand. So I was kind of drunk and like confused at the same time. And I'm like, I know I didn't do that. I know I just washed the pool towels, but like, damn, like I was a little confused, but we did get a little serious and was about to, you know, chew our heads off. It was a real moment.
So that where are you guys today, you and Mariah?
So we are very respectful of each other. During our premiere, you know, we talk. We are in a good place. We both respect each other. She's a beautiful woman. I have no ill will towards her. We're on a good term, you know, a speakable, hugging term. So she is in a group chat, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you think if you guys do get a season two that Mariah will be welcome back?
I would love for her to come back. I said that in numerous interviews. I mean, at the time that we voted her off and I was in on that at the time because I was angry and I didn't know. And I knew in my heart I didn't do what she said I did. And like to be pushed or touched, I don't like people coming into my personal space. That was a violation for me. But I mean, we've had moments on the show where we were connecting and I wish people would have seen that side. They didn't get to see that side when we got to connect and talk with each other because we had cool moments, even in the hot tub, we mad chill. So, you know, to see that moment with the dog's laundry, it was unfortunate. And yeah.
So here's the thing. I'm sure Jasmine, in her conversations with Briash, Jasmine, I know she watches the channel. Hey, Jasmine. She also probably saw that and was just like, well, there is no problem. She's in the group chat as well. There is no problem between Bria and Mariah. But we will have the conversation because we're going to have the conversation about Phil coming. Let's have the conversation about Mariah coming. If Bria put up a big stink about Mariah coming, I'm sure Jasmine would be like, well, girl, we're going to have you stay at a hotel. Or production's going to put you in a hotel. Paige, it wasn't me. Paige says, uh-oh, the lies. You done caught Bria. Wait, you done got Bria caught, Kev. That wasn't me. Shout out to our friends on Twitter that were watching my interview and clipped that for me. And then I was like, oh, wait, let me go back and see the full context. Because sometimes, you know, you need a little more context. So I gave you guys a little bit longer in regards to what Bria said. She called into my channel. I didn't call for her. She called into my channel and I asked her about that. Erica says, Kempire has receipts. Bria said Mariah could come back, yet she was acting like a spoiled brat on this past episode. I think Bria leans into being the villain. I definitely think she leans into being a brat. I think she leans into this caricature of herself. Do I think it's a caricature as much as is it the real Bria? I think it's the real Bria in a lot of ways. I definitely think it's the real Bria in a lot of ways. But I'm so glad that you guys watched that interview because I completely forgot that she said that. I remember asking her about Mariah, but I didn't remember that she had said, I'm cool with her. I'm okay with her coming back. She said this a year ago. She said this a year ago that she's cool with Mariah coming back. So being as angry as she is after Phil drops this information, it does feel performative. It does feel like, what's the big deal? All right. We'll get there. All right. So they have that conversation. Preston has a very emotional reaction to the fact that it felt like no one else was really being supportive of him and him not wanting Phil to come back. All right. We also get this little scene where Jordan is in the bathroom and she's having an allergic reaction. So she's been losing her hair. She talked about it last week. She's talking a little bit about it again this week. I think she's going to talk more about it next week. So she's in the bathroom. She's having a very emotional reaction. And she points out, she's like, I always used to wear wigs. However, before I could wear wigs and not wear wigs. But now she feels like wigs are like a mainstay for her. It's a necessity that she has to wear wigs now because she's losing her hair due to alopecia. All right. So the group goes out to eat and we have this dinner. We have this dinner. Of course, Amir starts the conversation between Shanice and Summer in regards to their issues. I'm not pressed about their issues. I think they will get over it. I don't think it's a big deal. Shanice looked uncomfortable trying to express herself about what Summer did, but I'm glad she did it. I'm glad she did it so that Summer knows how she made her feel. Okay. Then Bria decides to bring up the fact that Jasmine had planned to invite Mariah regardless of how Bria felt. But Jasmine watches the YouTube channel and she probably watched that clip. So she knew, but they're also in a group chat. They're also in a group chat, so she knew that things have been okay between Bria and Mariah, but she was just, you know, getting ahead of it and saying, just want to confirm. And this is sometimes what they do for reality television. They include Mariah in this conversation because we never saw a resolution with Mariah and Bria on the show. And maybe when Mariah comes, there will be some resolution. They will have a conversation. Maybe Amir will be a part of that conversation. And Amir says, I won't be doing laundry that week when she comes. So I think that's part of the reason why they want to mention the possibility of Mariah coming, because we never had any resolution. I have to say, though, after watching episode 3, we need to have a reunion. Do we invite Phil to the reunion? No. My thing is, if Phil doesn't come back this season, there really is no need to bring Phil to the reunion. All right? Foxy says, I kind of like Jordan. Is that bad? No, I kind of like Jordan in a way, but I do feel like Jordan, that's the thing. You can like someone, but also not like everything about them. There's certain things that Jordan does, like in this episode, that feels like she's gaslighting folks. Because one moment you think that she has your back, the next minute it's like she's turning on you. We saw her do that with Jasmine last season and this season, and we saw her do this with Summer at the table as well. So as Summer is expressing her frustrations and things like that, Jordan, you know, jumps down her throat, and Summer's like, "What? Okay." Bria is upset and she's walking away. Preston, what did Preston say? I think Preston said something to the effect of the amount of times that Bria keeps walking from the table, I hope the next time she walks away, she ends up back in New York. I thought that was funny. You know what Jess says? Phil can appear like Apollo and offer nothing. I think Phil might be interesting to watch, but at the same time, dangerous. Sometimes dangerous. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to let us know on how you would rate this week's episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard from 1 to 10. I thought this was a good episode. I'm going to give it an 8.5. All right? I'm going to give it an 8.5. Pure Luxury Salon says, Jordan is a gaslighter and a mean girl. I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels that she is a gaslighter. That's the energy that I got from her at the table. And I get where she's coming from when it comes to the Bria situation. But at the same time, she likes to kind of come in and literally throw gas on a situation. Throw gas on a situation. Mr. Melanin Magic, thank you so much for the super chat. Mr. Melanin says, I would do Alec, but he is boring and gives bad attitude. I don't know if he gives bad attitude. I didn't get bad attitude. Boring, yes. Jordan acted different on Winterhouse with whitey men compared to black men on this show. See, this is why I got to go watch. What do you mean? What do you mean? A lot of people are saying, not saying that specifically, but they said Winterhouse, you really get to see who Jordan is. And I really don't want to go watch Winterhouse. I don't want to watch it. But that part of me wants to give me context. But I was reminded of why I didn't love Jordan last season, this episode. Okay? Okay, Miata says Phil should come to redeem himself. All right? Tarsia says, if Phil comes back, I'll stop watching. Damn, come on. Janae says that Jordan is miserable. Ooh, Tanika says Jordan has ugly ways. Damn. All right. What was I saying? Okay. So we have Jordan chime in regards to the situation with Bria and how Jasmine is handling it. But like I already showed you the receipts, Bria apparently had no issue last season with Mariah possibly coming back if there was a season two. Here we are in season two. I'm so glad that we're getting Mariah. Mariah wouldn't tell me at the premiere party if she was going to make it this season, which told me already in my head, like, well, that means you're coming. Because if you didn't make it on the season, you would have said so. She was Jordan was on just the past season of Winterhouse. I didn't watch it, but I did see that she was on it. I agree. Therese says, Jordan seems angry a lot. And we noticed that in season one of Jordan as well. We definitely noticed that in season one. I was sort of like, what is that about? What is that about? Chandler says that Jordan projects her unhappiness. And look, we also have to remember, we literally, and maybe that's why editors added that scene where Jordan is in the bathroom and she's, you know, getting very frustrated and crying about her alopecia. So maybe that is something that has, I'm trying. Here I go twerking on a fence. Elle Sigginson says that I like Jordan. I do not see her as a mean girl. I mean, I think people love to throw the term mean girl around. I don't know if I would call her a mean girl, but I definitely think that she was gaslighting in this episode. All right. look. Caramel says, Kempire, can you mention Sagittarius? Well, we were talking all about Mia during our Real Housewives of Potomac reunion recap with DJ Richie Sky. So if you missed our HOP recap earlier today, be sure to check that out and leave a comment to let us know your thoughts. All right. I did see that. Hold on, y'all. Let me just do this to our TikTok. Shout out to our TikTok fam. We appreciate you guys being here watching behind the scenes. What do you want me to say about Sagittarius, though? I like them. They're fun. Look, they're fun. Pavalier girl says, Kempire, incentive for Winterhouse last season, Brian from Family Karma. No, that's not incentive for me. I think Brian, especially, look, there's some tea that I heard about Brian from Family Karma at BravoCon, of his behavior at BravoCon, that makes me, he's not the reason for me to watch. Sorry. That's not a reason for me to watch. Kalani says, but Kempire, gaslighting is a toxic trait. I didn't say she wasn't toxic. But at the same time, do I think that she's a mean girl? I don't know. I don't think she's a nice girl. I don't think Jordan is necessarily a nice girl. Okay. Oh, Ashley says, no sad slander. I didn't say anything. But Mia be lying. Thotlandia. Thotten. I kid. Guys, we will be dropping the call-in link so you guys can share your thoughts on the latest episode of Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Let me do that now before I forget. If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. Live chat, we will drop the call-in link for you in just a second, but our members will get first access. We're going to drop this right now for our members. Okay, members. We dropped the call-in link for you. And speaking of members, we also posted some exclusive content for our members here on YouTube as well. Become a member at teamcampire.com/join. All right. Let me see. Love Starlet says, Jordan is a young woman going through stuff, but I don't feel like reality TV will help her mental health. I could see that. Marigold says, I think she's in a dark place because of her hair. I can understand why she's coming off that way. And that's why I think it's important to mention, literally, they give us that scene where she's very emotional and upset about her alopecia and things like that. So maybe that is playing a part. because her battle, I don't know about anyone else, her battle between her and Summer was confusing. And then it makes me wonder, were they both very drunk? And that's what led to that? Or maybe Summer was very drunk? I don't know. But it was confusing what they were even arguing about. I didn't love the fact that Summer was looking to Preston to chime in. Girl, fight your own battles. Why do you need me to chime in? Because he's friends with both of them. That's like you're saying to me, pick a side. No. No. Leave us alone. Look, leave us alone. I don't even know what you guys are arguing about. Jasmine, thank you for the super chat. Jasmine says, Jordan was different on Winter House towards men. A lot of people are saying that. I need you guys to be more specific, like Mr. Melon and Magic said. She was different towards the white men than she was towards black men on Martha's Vineyard. Interesting. Y'all said it, not me. I didn't watch it, so I don't know. I don't know. Hold on. Miss Aug Leo says, did Kempire mention about Jordan living on Fifth Avenue in New York City? We mentioned Summer making out in front of her apartment building. I just say we mentioned that part. The Girls Club says, sorry, but her alopecia isn't a reason to treat people the way. We know it's not a reason to treat people that way, but it doesn't take away from where someone might be feeling anxious, anxiety, anger. Everyone reacts differently. I'm not excusing the behavior. I still feel like she's a gaslighter, but I'm saying keep it in mind. Keep it in mind. Okay. Mexi says, I think she needed a mediator when Summer asked Preston to step in. Look, not the way she asked Preston. Not the way that she asked Preston. Hey, everyone watching on TikTok. We appreciate you guys being here for our Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap. Shout out to our members that are already backstage. You guys have a lot of opinions, I'm sure. Live chat, we're going to drop the calling for you in just a second. But can we get to 350 likes? We have over 800 of you watching on YouTube alone and quite a few of you watching on Twitch and Twitter. Hey, Twitter, thank you for being here. What else did I want to say? So, no, the episode ends with Bria leaving, going home, calling her mama. Okay. Jasmine's just very confused. Jasmine, you got caught out there in a lie. Do you think that Jasmine's caught out there in a lie? You just never know with these shows. But the way that the show was edited, it seems as if she was caught out there in a lie. Again, who bought the ticket? Was it actually Jasmine or was it production? Again, we saw in the clip that I played for you during my conversation with Bria, she said that it would be okay with Mariah coming back if there was a season two. And here we are. Here we are. You said it, girl. Look, girl. All right. Let's get to some callers. But first, let me say thank you. Scarlett, thank you so much for the super chat. Scarlett says, Jordan is a friend you walk on eggshells with. Yes, that's a perfect way of saying it. Because just the way that she's been in season one and now in season two, I can see that where people do walk eggshells around. Because you just never know when she's just going to pop off. I can be friends with her. And she's a Capricorn. This is why you need to know people's charts. This is why you need to know people's charts. Speaking of charts, guys, we had our friend, a Vedic astrologer, Nancy Bosco, help us prepare ourselves for the Mercury retrograde that we're experiencing now, the eclipse, the things not to do during an eclipse. I mean, I think it's still worth listening to, even though the eclipse is over here in the States so far. But if you missed it, be sure to check that out on the Kempire podcast. That's the Kempire podcast exclusive. So be sure to check that out. All right. A lot of really great information from that conversation with Nancy. V, thank you so much for the super chat. V says, I love the show and everyone on it. Honestly, they all bring what is needed. I agree. The only thing that they don't bring is the history for me. The history when it comes to people that actually grew up in the vineyard. That is the only element that I really want them to include on this show. I really want them to include that. But look, I still enjoy the cast. There isn't anyone in this cast that I'm just like, get them out of here. Maybe. Look, maybe. I need some more single people, though. Look, I need some more single people. Maybe next season. And I like Noelle. Noelle has been a good addition so far. The jury's still out because one thing that I forgot to mention was the fact that Noelle has a conversation with Alex basically saying, I like her conversation because it was logical. It wasn't something like Summer. Because she's saying, like, she's being vulnerable with him. Like, I feel a way because he's out at the club flirting with girls. And she's like, I want to still be considered. I don't know. Like, part of me wishes she wasn't that vulnerable with him. Like, don't tell him all your stuff. But she was. She was very vulnerable with him. Like, I still want to be considered. And mind you, she admits, like, yeah, the night before I was flirting with Hendrix. But Alex is just like, oh, I just went through something over the summer with Summer. He didn't say Summer, but we know who he was referring to. And part of the thing is, for Alex, he doesn't want to get involved with Noelle because she's friends with Summer. Which is smart, because God forbid something happens and there is that connection there. But that's not stopping Noelle. Noelle's like, I am interested. Do you want to see that happen? I kind of want to see Noelle with someone else, because there is that stuff going on with Summer. Okay. Candidly Kay says, yes, so far I love Noelle, but I had a secondhand embarrassment. Alex is a type you have to pretend not to like. See? Like, we get it. When she was flirting with the other guys, he was all in her business. Yeah. I can appreciate the vulnerability that Noelle gave in that moment, but at the same time, I'm like, don't be a pick me. Like, girl, no. No. Mistrice, thank you so much for the super chat. I definitely noticed that Jordan seemed more relaxed, open, and less defensive with the men on Winterhouse. And yes, they were all white men. Look, it's a perspective. I appreciate the perspective. All right. I mean, sometimes, and look, I'm not going to hold that against Jordan, because I think that all stems from racism. And what's the term? Oh, I can't think of the term right now because my brain is running on fumes. Brain is running on fumes. Okay. Ruth Ann says, too vulnerable. that even the colorism conversation that we were talking about, RHOP, all that stems from all that racism from back in the day, all this, you know, respectability politics and all of that stuff stems from that area. But anyways, that's not what you came here for. You came here to be entertained. But I'm glad that you got and code switching. All of that. All right, let's get to some callers because I'm ready to go. It's dinner time. It's almost 7 o'clock. Look, it's almost 7 o'clock. So let's get to the callers. All right. And reminder, guys, don't forget the Kempire After Dark tour is coming to Boston on May 30th. We'll be in Nashville on July 11th. Then we will be in Atlanta July 12th. And then we're coming to Seattle on August 30th. They'll get your tickets today. If you want me to come to your city and you don't think I'm coming and the date hasn't been announced and you're near one of these cities, I would book one of these cities, y'all. Just saying. Okay. All right. Let me just say thank you. Danielle says, hey, Danielle, Alex is okay, but not enough to be putting myself out there. Right? I mean, like, he's a nice guy, but maybe because he's like the only single guy there, and that's why she feels the need to do something with him. But she also says that he's her type. He's her type. Okay. All right. So let me put up our disclaimer. Live chat, we're going to drop the call-in link for you guys as well. Amber says, where the F did Hendrix go? Back to his house? I don't know. Look, back to his house.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
What does everybody do when you're shopping online? You jump right to the reviews. You want to see what all the other customers are saying. You want to see all the ratings. Well, look, Boll & Branch did this for you already. In a recent customer survey, 96% said the Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. And if you're like me, you've been searching around trying to find the right sheets because look, sheets make a huge impact on how you sleep. You want to feel cozy. Boll & Branch is here. They've got buttery, breathable sheets. Buttery sounds good for sheets, doesn't it, Steele?
Buttery sounds amazing. I want to lay in butter every night. That's what I want to
do. Isn't that the best? Yeah.
You know what's even better?
What's that?
Not getting butter on me. Just having the sensation of laying
just
in
butter. Just laying in the butter, but there's not butter there. That's what Boll & Branch is going to deliver to you. Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets that you've ever felt. And this is exactly what I want. They've got 13 different colors that you can roll through for every occasion, matches your bedspread, whatever season it might be. I went with the pewter. What color did you go with?
I went straight up white.
Classic.
You know, our bedroom has a lot of white in it, so we just went classic.
That's a good move. That's definitely a good move. And look, since I've gotten these, I love them. I've washed them a couple different times. I don't know how often everybody washes their sheets, but I try to put it together. I wash my sheets more and more with these because they get softer and softer every time that you wash. And the best part is there's a 30-night worry-free guarantee. So you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code BROVBROS at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code BROVBROS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.